This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. One race for Congress remains too close to call in Colorado. Republican Congresswoman Lauren Boebert and Democratic challenger Adam Frisch traded leads of fewer than 100 votes throughout Wednesday afternoon. Boebert was expected to win the rural district easily, and many of Colorado's political observers consider it the surprise of Tuesday's midterm. Colorado voters appear on track to decriminalize psilocybin. The race has not been called, but people against the measure have conceded. CPR's Ben Marcus reports.
Proposition 122 wouldn't just decriminalize psilocybin. It would compel the state to set up a system for licensing healing centers, starting about this time next year. The centers wouldn't look like cannabis stores. Instead, psilocybin would be administered on-site by a trained facilitator. A growing body of research points to the profound therapeutic value of psilocybin for treating mental health issues, particularly depression. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
The state's largest advocacy group for LGBTQ rights and the Interfaith Alliance of Colorado are responding to the Catholic Church's advice to exclude people in the LGBTQ community from their schools. CPR's Haley Sanchez reports.
One Colorado says it's disappointed in the Archdiocese of Denver's stance. A spokesperson with the group says the decision to exclude transgender and LGBTQ students from enrollment is discriminatory. The director of the state's Interfaith Alliance says religious trauma is a reality for many faithful Coloradans. The Denver Post reports the Archdiocese of Denver provided the written guidance to Catholic schools, which also instructs them to treat gay parents differently. I'm Haley Sanchez, CPR News.
Find these stories and more at cpr.org. Coming up next, it's More Here and Now. Thank you for joining us.